Welcome back in, Gary Sharp Show. Brief appearance by Mr. Mike Stibbs. Give credit to Stibbs. It's rough in Denver. They're 2-5, and he's still geared up in Bronco gear.
Yeah, shout out to him. Real fan.
And I'm not trolling him as a Chiefs guy who won 30-6 without Patrick Mahomes on Thursday night, and Von Miller didn't get a tackle or a sack, and the Chiefs just continue to beat the Broncos year after year after year. That's a person that is still willing to wear the gear. I'm okay with that.
I shout out to him. That's
you're not a bandwagon jumper. I was surprised. He was like all decked out in Bronco gear. Again, Monday Night Football tonight between the Pats and the Jets. After a weekend in the NFL that the Skycam was utilized the right way for Patterson's kickoff return for a score for the Bears. Nobody wants that for the full game. NBC, I hope you're listening and learned. Can you imagine watching a full game week after week with the Skycam view?
I don't know if I'd like...
Like, if you're in charge of the Skycam and you're directing, that's the view you get every week of what your camera is delivering to you.
Wow.
Would you want to watch a game? Because you see more and more officials have the camera, the GoPro that's clipped on the front of their cap. Would you rather watch a game that way? Would you rather watch a game... have the ability on one channel to watch a game and see what the quarterback sees every play. Skycam or quarterback view? Or how about the view, and they've changed it because the umpire is not right there in the fray where he's right on top of the line of scrimmage. Or what about the ref cam?
Like the head ref cam? I might do sky view. It would be interesting, though. I might do Skyview on this one.
John emails the show into the Equitable Bank inbox. 7-5 season is not a successful season, but hopefully it means the progress is being made. There's a couple elements to that. At 7-5 means you went 3-2 in the last five. Is that a win over Indiana, Purdue, and Maryland, but losses to Wisconsin and Iowa? Or would you take a win over Wisconsin and Iowa, but you drop a game at West Lafayette? But the end of last year, after the first six, and you still had to play six, there were guys that got better in the last half of the season. And I contend that when this program is up and running to the standards that the head coach would like it to be, is you're going to be very good in the line of scrimmage. You're going to be able to run the ball whenever you want to. It's going to be an identity that you can go week to week, and that you don't have to scheme yourself into points and yards and success. Is when you want to run the ball, you'll be able to run the ball. When you want to, you'll be able to stop the ball, stop the run. And you will be much better in November than you are in September. You will get better as the season goes along. You will hit the peak in the month of November. If you look at schedules, that's when the Big Ten is giving you your best division games. Your money-making division games, they're throwing them in November. You'll be better as a unit. Offensively, defensively, special teams, and you'll be healthy as well because you have grinded for 8 months to prepare your body to play in the month of November. Kyle, on the question of Mo Washington, Mo is not on the depth chart. He's still on the roster, released in the game notes today. Everybody's got questions. How many answers are going to come? Kyle says, what about shutting him down for the year to get him healthy? Let him clear his head off the field issues, his off-the-field issues up and have him heal up and give him workout plan for next season. I'm just not certain I see the same athlete as last year in him. Maybe too many distractions for him to handle right now. Just a thought on the issue. It's Kyle with the email. Kyle, thanks. Only counterpoint to that is, would it have been better just to shut him down before the year even began?
Good point. Good question.
There's some injury involved here. I mean, he's definitely not the same player that he was last year, but how many guys on this offense are? Stanley Morgan and Divine Azigbo. And you could even say the move of Tanner Farmer to center that solidified that position, they made guys around him better. J.D. Spielman benefited from Stanley Morgan. Heck, you could make a case that Adrian Martinez benefited from Morgan and Ozigbo. And Morgan and Ozigbo made Martinez better. And we'd all love to be able to throw to a Stanley Morgan or hand the ball off to Divine Ozigbo. We'd all look really, really good. Ask Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence at Clemson has had his issues this year, and he's thrown some head-scratching interceptions. Now, he's got world-class wide receivers that are Sunday guys. And people ask the same questions in Clemson, South Carolina. What's wrong with Trevor Lawrence? Trevor Lawrence was great as a freshman. We all know that. He led him to a national championship. So there are not guys around him that they are comfortable with. And Lawrence and Martinez have made some head-scratching plays. But it also comes back to another thing I was just mentioning about. You'll know when things are going well around here when Nebraska's able to run the ball whenever they want to. I watched teams this past weekend, teams that had success. Whenever they want to call up a run, they can run it. They can execute it. They got the offensive line up front. They got running backs that know what hole to hit, and it runs pretty smooth. What has helped Clemson and Trevor Lawrence is when Clemson's able to run the ball, Trevor Lawrence looks a lot better. Nebraska able to run inside zone, Adrian Martinez looks a lot better. Already good, goes to another level when you can run the football. But with Maurice Washington running the football, I don't know, has not been healthy. And also, I think he's been a little stubborn, wanting to be who he can't be right now. And you sent plenty of messages, whether it be play calling. Hey, this is a run that you keep it between the tackles. And next thing you know, you bounce into the outside. Well, it's not blocked that way. This is a culmination of a weird start to the first seven games. Maybe one of the more puzzling teams in all of college football. And it's not just in 2019. Things happen in Lincoln that aren't happening other places. And so you sit around on a Sunday, or a Saturday, I beg your pardon, and you watch Illinois and Wisconsin go, and you go, man, how come that can't happen? Really? I mean, I can't be the only person that did that on Saturday.
I was right there with you. I was like, wow, why can't that happen?
All right, let's give away some tickets. In the.
All right.
I might have embellished that one a little bit. Yeah, I think I did. Let me clear my throat. All right, we do have a Sharp Show ticket drop to give away. Your opportunity to win a pair of tickets to go see Blake Shelton. George, what is the chances? Give me just the ballpark chances that you'd ever go to a Blake Shelton concert.
10 out of 10.
Excuse me?
I would be there tomorrow.
Now, are you saying that for the benefit of the show?
Nope.
I didn't know you were a Blake Shelton fan.
I appreciate good country music. And Blake Shelton does a real good job.
You're selling these tickets hard. I can see. I don't believe for one bit anything you just said.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I really enjoy some country music. I have a on my Spotify. I have a country music playlist. Blake Shelton shows up on there a couple times.
Along with,
We've got Sugarland. We've got Jason Aldean. We've got even some. Some Luke Combs. He's popular right now.
Who's related to Mike Stibbs, by the way.
What?
They look exactly the same.
They do look alike.
Yep.
Oh. Well, maybe I had to go to the Stibb family reunion or something.
Okay, I still don't believe you.
Songs like Turning Me On, Sangria by Blake Shelton. That's a good one, too.
Who are you?
I'm very diverse in my musical taste. Very diverse.
All right, so Blake Shelton will be at the Chai. Bob Dylan. So one quick thing. We talked about Bob Dylan last week. So Bob Dylan was in concert on Saturday night. Bob Dylan sometimes of late has done concerts, and you have no idea what he's singing.
Yes.
Or talking about. Because the voice has deteriorated, and Bob sometimes isn't all there. Like, if you saw Bob Dylan 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that was the legend. Mm-hmm. Of late, it's a little mumbled. A little mumbled, tough to pick through.
Right.
And he gets off a little bit, and sometimes words to songs, his famous songs, are forgotten. I guess he was really, really good Saturday night.
Really?
Like, was on point. He was sounded really good. The music was good. You could sing along, and there wouldn't be words that were changed or forgotten. So shout out to Bob Dylan.
Good for Bob.
Yeah. All right, so Blake Shelton. Is Blake Shelton by himself?
I don't think so. I have no idea what the...
Will you be going to the Jason Aldean concert with me?
Yeah, if that's the invite, then you've got somebody right next to you. Gary Sharp Show at Jason Aldean.
Do you think they're... No. I got a lot of questions. I just never... I mean, I learned something new every day, George. I didn't know you were a Blake Shelton fan.
Yeah.
I thought you maybe after his breakup with Miranda Lambert, you'd be out.
Oh, well,
but then you saw him on The Voice and you're back in.
I'm back in. Hey.
You probably got introduced to Blake Shelton on The Voice, correct?
No.
Okay.
Well, no, a little bit before. But shout out to him for rebounding with Gwen. That's a good rebound. You look at Miranda and you're like, oh, well, yeah, how's he going to come back from that one? Gwen, that's a good pickup.
How do people win tickets today?
George at 1620thezone.com. Gary, I set up here. I do this every single year. I try to look for people, famous people, some real good people that share the same birthday as me. And it becomes harder and harder each and every year to find that really cool person that I share a birthday with. So this is going to be kind of disappointing. But shout out to Curly from the Three Stooges. We share the same birthday. But there's somebody else that I think is well known.
Can I just say, can I add one thing here?
Yeah.
I think it's great that you're excited for your birthday.
Yes.
Because I don't run into many people that get excited for their birthdays anymore.
Same. I don't, like a lot of people kind of dread it coming up. Not me. October 22nd every single year is the best day of the year.
I give you some love.
There we go.
Most people are not excited about their birthdays.
No.
Like they even, you know, like you, everybody was excited when they turned 21.
Bingo. And then after that, people were like, oh.
22 was a letdown.
Yeah. Well, not for me.
I didn't get free drinks or go from bar to bar signing my name, you know, on little slips of paper when I was 22.
Oh.
I used to do that in Lincoln. Bars used to give out free drinks, and they would give you a sheet of paper that you'd begin at your first bar, and you'd sign your name.
Yeah.
And then every bar you went to to get your free drink, you would sign your name. And so by the end of the night, your signature was not legible. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, I was about to say.
Legality.
Somebody listen, let's bring that back. I like that. Next year.
But I like that you're excited about your birthday. Because yeah. You've been talking about your birthday now for a week. Almost to the point of, I need to show up with a gift tomorrow. Do you have a Venmo?
I do. I do. I'll send you the information in a minute. But the famous person. Simple as this. All you need to do is give me the name. I'm going to give you a really big hint. There is I think he would be considered a pop singer. He turns 51 tomorrow. All I'm going to say is that it wasn't him. It wasn't him.
Is he married to somebody famous?
There's a great chance that he is married to somebody famous. But he recently, oh gosh, I'm not a big fan of this. He recently made an album with Sting, and everybody looked at it like, what is this? But ended up being nominated for a Grammy and everything. It wasn't him. Give me the name. George@1620thezone.com. Blake Shelton tickets. I got a pair. It is yours. Shout out to Joe. Already got a right answer in our inbox. I'm out here making it easy on people.
All right. George@1620thezone.com. No calls. Emails. We have a moment of the day as well. Coming up at 2, the guys in the afternoon, they will carry Scott Frost's press conference for just the sanity of it all. Just get the Mo Washington thing out there, get it taken care of. Yay, nay, move on, whatever. Went back and counted during the break. And I'm not being clickbait radio guy. 33 different subject lines and emails today have to do with Mo Washington. Plus, our question that was posed by one of our listeners. I had to tweak it a little bit because the way it was originally asked, I don't think you'd get the response you wanted. So we will have the Sharp Show audience question will be asked to Scott Frost during this press conference. So you can figure out if it's one that you heard on the show that he answers during his press conference, which should be kind of interesting. Coming off the bye week, getting ready for Indiana. 2:30 kick. Looks like the alternates will be worn this weekend as well. And next week, it's Big Nude Saturday, where 11 a.m. kickoff for Nebraska at Purdue. Listen, you laugh. Listen closely. It sounds like Big Nude Saturday.
I can't hear it. I can't hear anything else but that now. You have ruined it for me.
And college football is a big deal. Sometimes it does crazy things to people. Disrobing could be one of those. That's how you celebrate a victory. You ever been to Morgantown? You ever been to Auburn? That's the Gary Sharp Show. There's George on 1620 The Zone.